You have more chance of this happening than winning the lottery. So please keep that in mind. And a lot of people play the lottery. There's more chance of that happening. Just, you know, we just muscle through day by day. And before you know it, boom. Ah, it's going to be Party City, USA, my friends. Party City. And you know, speaking of parties, there's no better party tune and that just makes people feel good and just makes them smile. It's just some things are so fun and ridiculous. Like Focus Hocus Pocus. When Focus came out with Hocus Pocus, if you haven't heard Hocus Pocus by Focus, it is just joy. It is musical calisthenics and joy. They were on the, there's a, once again on the YouTubes, if you got 5 seconds, watch Hocus Pocus by Focus on the Midnight Special, like 1970. And the comments are hilarious. So, but here's a new version, a surf version by Delicious Patricia. Hocus Pocus, Zombo in Your Brain. RCT. There you go. There's something brand new by the Jacuzzi Boys. Actually, I got it actually from 2022, but it's new for me. That was Be My Prism. Before that, we heard Bill Lloyd with Senior Discount from his album Instrumentals, which is new. Oh, man. Throw Rag with Lady Boo. This great album that came out so long ago, 2008, called Teet Tot. Throw Rag was this two-piece band. I saw them, they were in Portland. They were really raggedy and fantastic at the same time. So that was good. We started off with New from Delicious Patricia, their version of Hocus Pocus from their Sounds of the Surf release. All right, so I am playing my musical finds of 2025 for you, winding this down. Next week, we start the Seven Deadly Sins. Envy is going to be the lead off on that. All right, so this I found a weird trend with some of these songs I found. And they're named after like celebrities and famous people. Yeah, they wrote songs about celebrities and famous people. So I've got a song for Little Richard, one for Joe Pesci, and one for the old burlesque dancer Lily St. Cyr. So do you want me to tell you something? Or do you want to hear music? Oh, by the way, I heard from Last Guy Standing, Scott. And taking the day off wisely. You know, it is a good day to do nothing. And today, believe it, is some kind of blackout do nothing day, which is pretty much me every day. Blackout and do nothing. Blackout and do nothing. Don't do nothing. Don't buy nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't just as but you know, if that makes you feel good, that's good. But you know, I guess I don't know. People got different ways of doing things, you know. And good on you. Good on you. Just small differences make a difference. Yeah, but it's better than wishing and hoping and praying, all that. I don't know, man. Want to hear music? Yeah, let's hear some music. I got my, there's a couple things I always think about rant-wise, what I want to say in the air. And that last one, talking about the seven weeks, how so much is going to change in 7 weeks, you know. And I hate these people that are, and there is not going to be any midterms. And there's not going to be, really? I mean, you take away people's cable for a day, and you'll be surprised how they'll revolt. A lot of people care about voting. Not as many as there should be. But enough people care about it, you know. And they always cheat. It's always, there's always been cheating. There's, you know, that is the thing. I mean, it's not even who's the best at cheating and can get over. And even they don't even care. They'll say, oh, yeah, we cheated. Yeah, how about that? We cheated. But we're here now. That's pretty much. And then what do you do? Nothing. You know, that's the thing. There's nobody taking direct action. And the thing gets me when it all comes down, and you know this house of cards is going to come down. And these people are all going to be held accountable, you know, for all these rotten things that they've done. But you know what? Even if they are accountable, which could very well, they could not ever be accountable. Most rich white people get away with everything their entire life unless they mess with whitey's money, other white people's money. And that's what's happening. So there will be some comeuppance. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to be that same junk that happens every time. Well, now's not the time to prosecute. Now's the time for the nation to heal. We need to heal. And they know that. They know there's no comeuppance. They know that there's nobody that's going to, like, you know, just punch them in the nose and say, no more. No more. They'll get a strict letter, a slap on the wrist, and then the guy say, well, you know, in the history books, nobody's going to like you. These people don't care. That's the thing. Now is the time. Like when Cheney and Bush got out of office. Next guy up. Well, now's the not down the time. Not, you know, what they did, like, you know, all they all, you know, but I'm just saying, what they did was beyond. We do a lot of criminal, rotten stuff. We're a country, you know, founded on genocide and built with slavery. How good do you think this is going to be? But most countries are started, most good countries, there you go, most successful countries are started with genocide and built on slavery, you know? Yeah, but you know, so like I'm saying, what the next guy did was like, well, now's not the time to prosecute them for war crimes. It's time for the nation to heal. You know, they did that same stuff with, you know, the Confederacy. They should have hung all those guys, you know, all those guys that killed all those people so they could have slavery. I don't think that was a good thing they did. But they were saying, well, now's not the time to prosecute them. We're just going to heal the nation. And they know that deep down. So that's why it happens over and over again. Now, in Germany, they gave those guys the comeuppance. And now it's like, look at Germany now, man. They're like, hang on. They got more democracy than we've ever known, than we've ever had. You know, they got health care. They got all this stuff. And they were the really, really, really bad guys less than 100 years ago. I mean, they were the bad guys personified 100 years ago. You know, hopefully we can actually find some redemption and get to be a decent place. We're okay. It's okay. But like living under any superpower, you're only seeing what you only see what they want you to see. I'm surprised they let us see as much as we see, you know? I mean, the only place you can really get anything, I mean, all the social media is pretty much, you know, filtered down crazy. I'm surprised I can even see the stuff like Bruce Springsteen's new song on Facebook. That's the only place I go. I know Twitter's gone, you know? I know TikTok's just been bought, and you can't say certain words on TikTok. You know, it's not, this Epstein thing isn't just going to go away just because people are, oh, you can't say that. Oh, yes, you can. You know? Yeah. So there's so many places that, like this radio show, this little tiny thing, you know? We still got some. We still got the illusion of freedom, which is pretty awesome. And let's play some music. What do you say, friends? New from Hunks and the Punks, who's actually the backing band, the Shannon and the Clams, a song called Little Richard. In Your Brain, RCT.
Little Richard. Yeah.
Edwin Collins. Man, that is a guy that is another life that should be a movie. Edwin Collins started out in the band called Orange Juice in the 80s, like doing kind of offbeat, quirky, sort of new wave stuff, but real catchy. And put a lot of records. Then he had a brain aneurysm and basically lost part of his body functioned on his left side or whatever, and had and just slurred speech, and just but he kept working and working and working, and he puts out albums now, and they're still pretty darn good. It's interesting, he actually does the cording on the guitar and has his wife strum because his right hand does not work anymore, and still writing really neat stuff. That is Johnny Teardrop, from his album Dr. Syntax. So that's just interesting how human beings can be so resilient. You know, it's got to be rough. It's got to be rough, but wow. To keep on keeping on when you can barely keep on, that's a bunch of all right. We heard the Double Knot Spy Car doing Lily St. Cyr. We heard the Tsunami-ish doing Joe Pesci. And we started with Hunks and His Punks doing the song Little Richard. So there's all songs with people's names in the title. Let's see. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, recapping 2020. Look at that. 11:30. We still got lots of time to hang out, just you and me. But imagine what it's like living in a country where you feel it's better to hide from the truth and face reality. Telling you something you don't know? Uh-huh. Where it's easier to bite your tongue than bite somebody else's tongue. Where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary. I can't believe they didn't pull this PSA yet. Where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, it's real. Yeah. It's also what it's like to live with an alcoholic. So how about that? It does feel like, we do feel like we're living with an abusive alcoholic. You know? Oh, is Dad going to come home drunk? What crazy thing is he going to do? Oh, no. Oh, no. Look what he's doing to all these other people. That kind of thing. You know, he's whooping on Mom again. That kind of thing. That horrible feeling. You know? Not that I've experienced that, but I can imagine. You know? Anger, fear, embarrassment, and hopelessness. Damn. There's a way out. Al-Anon. That is correct. Al-Anon. 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 They'll come to you. You just go to Al-Anon. It's an Alcoholics Anonymous thing, I think. It's Al-Ateen. So it's just like for teen alcoholics. There you go. But yeah, that's crazy. We do feel like we're living in the domestic abuse times. You know, living with domestic terrorisms. But keep muscling, right? Keep your head down too, all right? That's the thing. Watch your back and watch your neighbor's back. Everybody watches everybody's back. We're going to have a bunch of nicely watched backs. Yep. And like I'm saying, 7 weeks from now could be a whole different ball game, friends. That's right, because we're going to do the 7 Deadly Sins is the next series I'm coming at you with. And rumor has it, Orange Turd will be gone in 7 weeks. I know. Sounds too good to be true. It probably is too good to be true. But it might be true. But like I'm saying, you're better odds of that than playing the lottery. And there's a lot of people playing the lottery. Yeah. You never hear about these people that win the lottery, do you? It's always like, oh, some guy in Alabama won the Powerball. Then he just disappears. I think they take their money. They find out they win the lottery. And then they kidnap them, take the money back, and put it back in the jackpot. If you win the lottery, it's kind of like, what was that? There was a short story you had to read in high school about the lottery. Where everybody like does the lottery, and the one woman that wins the lottery, they end up stoning her to death so they can have good crops because they believe that that's a human sacrifice. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're propping up the economy by making human sacrifices by love with lottery winners. People who win that lottery. Here's your $8 billion. By the way, come over here. We got something else for you. You know, because you never hear from them after they win. You never hear from these people after. You know, you. My thing is, I know myself and several other people. You win like a couple $1 million, you're going to do some crazy stuff with it. You're going to make headlines. You know the amount of ridiculous things I would do with that kind of money. And believe me, I would do that too. You know, try and help people out. You know, why don't we get good human interest stories like that? Not one lottery person has gone, well, you know, I helped a bunch of poor people. I built all this housing, you know, rather than, oh, I built my mom a house and I got a house and then I lost all that money. I don't know, but you never hear about it with these guys. So I think they sacrifice them to the economy gods, that old economy village. And to keep the commerce rolling. So it's like human sacrifice. That's what they do to lottery winners. Just like the short story by, what was that, Shelly something or other. But it was an interesting story. It's a woman wins the lottery and she gets stoned to death so they'll have good crops. It's a human sacrifice. So think about that next time you're playing a lottery, friends. You could win and you could lose. Oh, and I love the name of this band. This band is Terry Anderson and the Olympic ass-kicking team. Can't get the one you want. Here you go, in your brain. Everybody, me and Lonnie, what's his name and who's it? Try to tell your careful boy, you'll lose it. Sure enough, you come back home and all your stuff is on the lawn with a note of telling you that you're moving. I know a good thing when I see it. Too bad that you don't. You can pick up girls all night long. You just can't get the one you want.
that makes you wanna settle down.
Kicking your ass, you know there ain't
can beat that one, man. Yeah, brand spanking new sort of kinda from last year. The 5678s. That's right. With Miss Ludella Black from the Head Coatees. So yeah, amazing. 5678s. They were in Kill Bill. The all gal Japanese groovy cool kind of rockabilly surf gals. Great, great record called Beat Girls. And that just came out on Spin Out Records. So that was a dilly. Man, that whole ass set was just a kinda. Hopefully nobody was driving their car around, because music like that makes me just floor it and drive like a madder man. Okay. We heard Jimmy Miller and His Barbecues was Sizzling Hot. And you can see that had Joe Meek written all over it. If you know what that means, that's fine. If you don't, that's okay. But Joe Meek was a producer in England in the late 50s. And his big hit was Telstar. And also he did the Have I the Right by the Honeycombs. So he had a really unique style of producing music. Just a lot of just cranked all the treble and made goofy sound effects in the records. Before that, we heard Won't Stop Me, Terry Lee Hale. And I love the Internets. That, I had that on cassette. It's called Little Wooden Guitar by Terry Lee Hale on Sub Pop Records. And it was on a cassette. And I bought this cassette in the late 80s. Yeah, late 80s. Maybe in the 90s. And I lost it, broke, whatever. Haven't heard that song in 20, 30 years. Internets. Buddy of mine finds it on the internet, says, hey, you know that Terry Lee Hale album you liked? That cassette? I found it. Somebody put it on the internets. Damn. Love me some internets. And then to start things off, whoa, what a tune. Terry Anderson and his Olympic ass-kicking team can't get the one you want. Man, that was a fun set. So this next set you're going to like too. I know sometimes when I find stuff, it's like cover tunes. Interesting things done with cover tunes. And that's usually the things that people used to like. Because how I find music, what I play for you guys, if I like it the first time I hear it, you know, that's my motto. I'll hear something, if I like it the first time I hear it, it gets that thing in my brain. There's a good chance you might like it first time you hear it. Put that in your brain. It's like cooties. Just spreading them around, man. Hey, are you one of those millions of Americans that feel left out and behind in the internet age? I don't know. There's millions of Americans that feel left out in the internet age. Everyone on. They teach people how to go online. How about that? They distributed over 10,000 computers since its creation in 2012. They connect under-resourced communities to affordable internet and computers. That's very nice of them. And they train individuals and organizations, digital skills and resources. That is very nice. Everyoneon.org. That's a good thing. Get people on there. So this way, no matter how poor you are, no matter how destitute, you can get internet porn. And I think that's great. It's what this country's founded on. I always say the French Revolution never would have happened if there was Pornhub. People just would have been like, oh yeah, that in video games. And vape. I mean, those things are out. And all this THC stuff, that's all there to keep you from a revolution. That's that fine line between burning it all down. Well, look at these dirty pitches. Hey, look at this. That new vape flavor is good. Wow, man, am I high. Hey, did you see that score I got on that video game? Did you watch that football game? That one guy caught the ball and made a touchdown, and the other guy caught the ball and made another touchdown? You see that? That fine line. All that garbage keeps society in line. Bread and circuses, my friends. And this is the slice of cheese. This program is the slice of cheese on the bread and melted on top of the trapeze guy. So it's basically bread and circuses, and I got the cheese. And right now, got some wonderful stuff for you. Got really crazy cool versions of songs you may know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start off with Paranoid, the Black Sabbath tune. And this is so cool. I cannot believe I got some And I hate to use the word national recognition, but there was this trade paper that came out, and they mentioned Geezer Butler's interview at Steel City Con when I interviewed Geezer Butler. And I mentioned the Geezer about some of these album covers, Black Sabbath, how they got how they got the album covers. What was the idea? I actually said, what was the idea behind the album Paranoid? What was that idea? I says, I don't know about that cover. And then Geezer went off how they had nothing to do with that album cover. That album cover was supposed to be, the album was supposed to be called War Pigs. The album was supposed to be called, and a guy with the sword and the helmet, and that was supposed to be like a warrior. So that was kind of, but they said, hey, you guys can't call this album War Pigs. So they called it Paranoid. But anyhow, I asked Geezer that question, and he goes off about the album covers. Next thing you know, man, there's this publication going, yeah, when Geezer Butler was interviewed at Steel City Con, he was talking about how he hated the Paranoid album cover. And I'm thinking, dude, that was me. That's so awesome. So there you go. There you go. One step up the rung of dung. Paranoid by the Holy Sisters of the Gagadara.
Say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A man that's weak and a man that's strong. He loads 16 tons. What do you get? Another tay holder and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. To the company store. Was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of numbering coal. And the top all said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. what do you get? Another day, hold her hand deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can go. I hold my soul to the company store. Was drizzling rain, fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the cane, break by at home, I'm alive, and no heart so woman made me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day, hold her hand deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I hold my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One piece of iron and the other is steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day, hold her hand deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. To the company store.
I swear, well, he means at this moment, you mean everything.